you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mark, this is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Glad to hear it.
Wow, I got a feedback.
Bad.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you all right.
Okay, good, good.
Okay,
you and Scott were chatting about the listing we had available on first page of Google this morning, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, before I dive right into pricing, do you have any questions so far, Mark?
I mean, I just want to know, like, you're not going to be selling me leads, right? Like, people are going to call me directly.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Our old listings open in the morning. And we sell those the same. Came open for Lisa this morning. Scott has been calling around looking for that perfect company that we could partner with. So when we find that person, we're hoping it's Get Her Done Well. We close down that category. So those calls, we don't send them to your competitors. We don't even promote your competitors. So that 50-mile radius around you where we're not working with your competitors. Does that make sense? Okay, super. And
okay,
no,
super.
We're not selling them.
We
don't screen them in any way, shape, or form. Now, I see that you either have or haven't been active on there, Mark.
On where?
On Angie's.
Home
Advisor.
That's why I'm not continuing, because Angie's was doing me really good. And now they're sending me things that I'm not even advertising to do, like, and they're trying to have me pay for like $600 worth of leads. That, I mean, I'm not an electrician, I'm not a well driller, you know?
Wow, that's the garbage.
That's the garbage you're sending.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, but they did really good for a year. Like, I mean, I made a lot of money off of them, and I kept it current, and my account was good, but. Now it's just, but anyways, long story short, that's why I'm looking for something else.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm tired of paying for things.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I hear that story a lot. I'm sorry they got you.
Oh, they haven't got nothing, honey. I'm a straight up forward guy.
Several beautiful things happen. One is that those calls all go straight to you. Two is that we don't work with your competitors. So you're not getting all the work you lose. You're not getting jobs that aren't appropriate for what you do. We'll use the keywords that describe exactly what you do. So there's no question. That way you're not getting leads for other people rewiring. That's just silly.
Okay.
So you've got a great website already. You've got a good website. You've got a Facebook page, and you see the value of being on that first page of Google. But you go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and approve the item that Scott had requested for you. It's at a discounted rate. So I'm not sure if he explained, but calls are unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you get 100 new leads or 150 in a month. Your price doesn't change. You'll also be grandfathered in at the discounted rate. So regardless of what the price of inflation is down the road, your price stays the same. And we don't lock you into a contract.
Okay.
We believe in truly earning. Sorry, there's a delay on the line.
So I'm not going to be paying for clicks. Like, if somebody clicks on there, I'm not going to be limited to how many times somebody gets on there and looks up Get Her Done Well service.
Correct. That's
correct. That's correct.
Yeah, advertising is the most trickiest thing that I've had to learn. So I've been got, girl. But, okay.
I have no doubt.
So I'm not paying for any clicks. Somebody can look me up 14, 15 times a day just to look at my website, and I'm not paying for that.
Yes, exactly. No charge for clicks. We can track and report how many clicks and calls you're getting, but we don't charge by that.
Okay. Right.
And then everything is, every month, we truly intend to have to earn the business and have to earn it out by,
wait for it,
doing our job. I know it's an amazing concept. Right?
I mean, you should have asked me if I was driving when you told me that.
No. I thought about asking you if you were
sitting down.
Good. Just don't go off the road.
Yeah,
I know, right? So, this is the hotel that's not asked for you. I can go ahead and ask for you. I can go ahead and break in it for the listing. Definitely a company we'd like to partner with. I can get you locked in at $299 a month. And then there's a one-time
$99.
And your price never changes.
It is strictly
$299 a month. No surcharges, no taxes, no click fees, call fees, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, and I'll be at first page, all that.
So timeline. Industry standard to get you to first page. We actually cut that in half.
I'm happy
to give that to you in writing.
Oh, sorry.
So industry standard to get you to first page. We cut that in half.
I'm happy to give it to you in writing.
It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there.
Okay, I have seen it firsthand repeatedly. Yeah, no, I like hearing that because B-Town Square has set up my website and they have me advertising right now with me online. It's not aggressive like you guys are.
Okay.
That is exactly what they told me. They said it's going to take 3 to 6 months, but they see it happen within 3 months, and that's exactly what happened with Town Square, so I like to hear that.
Well, you know, there are a lot of companies that can do it, but only a few that actually can.
Okay,
so how much would I pay today?
Today would be $398. Should we go ahead and get you set up?
Does it include that
one-time $99 payment? Yep, so that's first month, and then the $99 setup, and then nothing until next month, and next month will be the $299
forward.
Okay, so, damn it. The only thing that's, I don't have it right now. I'm actually waiting for a callback from a lady that I just went and looked at a job for.
I got a couple things. I don't have it right now. So a couple of things we can do. If you've got credit laying around anywhere, any type of credit card, MasterCard, a lot of our clients do that. Is that something that would work for you?
You would have to have another credit card to be able to start it. You would have to have
Yeah, I mean, I have a credit card, but it's a pay-as-you-go card. You know, it's like I can only get like a $200 limit on that. But I do have jobs that are coming up. You know, I could possibly get it started this week. I mean, I can call you back, damn it. That sucks because, I mean, I can afford to do that. I just don't have it right now. We had a bunch of rain down there in Oklahoma.
Gotcha. So, other options, we can do all the setup, I can get your credit card in there, post-date it, and not run it until later in the week. That would hold the listing for you.
What's the longest I can push it?
Can I push it? What about? What about? That'd be tough. Probably Friday.
Yeah. I haven't heard back from him yet, so I don't know. And I don't want it to hit my account and then I don't have it and then we start off that way.
I can call you before I run it. Make sure it's there. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, let's go ahead and get you started then. Let me just pop a couple screens open here. And just so you know, I am having a really hard time hearing because it's like I'm in a stadium when I speak. I have a second delay and then my voice comes.
Okay, here, I'll take you off my car audio.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, that is awesome. It was really bad. Was there not a delay on your end?
Yeah, there was. I mean, but I picked up everything that you said, though. I mean, cool. I was looking for key things. You know, I didn't want to have to pay for somebody to look me up. I don't mind paying as long as I'm making money from it, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I had to learn pretty quick in the year and 4 months that I've been open what to ask and what to look for. And 3 months is a key word anytime you're doing online. So we can set it up for you to call me. And if I don't have it, then that sucks. But
okay. Well, and, you know, I'll check in with you on Friday and see if it's there. If not, I will do my very best to hold on to it till Monday. And being that it'll be end of the week, you know, chances are good. So we'll just go with it. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, Mark, what's your last name?
It's Gindon. G-U-I-N-D-O-N.
G-U-I-N-D-O-N. Perfect. And what's your email address, hon?
It's Getter Done Well Service. The only difference in between it is it doesn't have the hyphen over the R. It's just
gotcha. So it's G E T E. Oh, go ahead.
It's G E T R D O N E. Well Service at gmail.com.
Gotcha. So it's get the letter R done well service.
Yeah.
At Gmail. Perfect. And do you have access to that email right now by chance?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to send you two emails. They're just informational, but I want you to have them. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics. So we'll give you a login where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches are performed from, what keywords we've got you listed for. We want you to see that data and that progress. We don't want it hidden from you. And then the next one is going to be the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. So that one's on its way to you. And then Mark is 888-798-7380. Is that also business line?
No, my business line is 405-985-7399.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And when you call, you'll talk to Jessica Phillips. She's my office manager.
All right.
She always has that phone. And if there's, you know, like if you need to get a hold of me, she can get me to call y'all.
Okay, awesome. All right. And let me update that. And then I'm going to send you three text messages. The first one is my contact info. So I'll be the lead on your account. You can call me anytime if you have questions or problems. So
okay.
That one's on the way. The next one is our customer service line. I want you to have them in your phone too.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome. And then the third one, late night viewing, dinner watching. I'm not sure, whenever you want to watch it. It's a YouTube video tutorial on our dashboard and analytics for you.
Okay.
All right. And then company name, I've got get_R_ Dunn Waterwell Company. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And is there an LLC or an Inc. behind that at all, Mark? Is there an LLC or an Inc. behind that?
No.
Okay. And then I've got you at 34 Shady Oaks Drive, Luther, Oklahoma, 73054. Is that right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it when it's all right. Let me go over to another screen. So part of what I have to do is info gathering. And some of it is copy and paste, so we don't get it wrong.
Okay.
There we go. And then name on the card, is that going to be yours, Mark?
Yes.
All right. And then best phone number to reach, I assume, is your cell.
I want the 405-985-7399 number.
Gotcha. All right. There we go. All right. So let's list out all of the services that you offer.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you or you?
Well, maybe I've got an idea here. I'm looking at your website. I see well pump removal and installation. I assume you want that front and center.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to copy from your website here for just a little bit. Actually, I'm going to list well pump removal, well pump installation, so that when they search for either or, and then I see pressure tank removal and installation.
Yeah.
All right. What else? You broke up on me.
I do pitless leaks.
Pitless leaks?
Yeah,
got it.
Pitless leaks. And then
right.
I do new construction also.
All right.
And I guess you could put new construction of water pump, water line, pressure tank, complete service.
Awesome.
And then some of the specified services that I do, like is
oh, you broke up on me again.
You could list like a well pump with my breaker.
Ah, gotcha. Got it. And then how about well diagnostics?
Yeah, well diagnostics. Like, yeah, I can. Well. Yeah, that would be a service call, telling them what's wrong with it.
Perfect. Well repair.
Yes. Like, so the state of Oklahoma, I'm registered under Get Her Done Water Well Company because that's the only thing they have for the state. But my company is Get Her Done Well Service and Repair. It kind of puts it all in one. So I like that diagnostic because people call a lot of times to find out what's wrong.
Gotcha. All right. And then I also see yard leaks.
Yes, yard leaks.
And well,
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was, I thought I saw something, another keyword on your website, but it was one we already had.
And then you can put repair surface casing.
Okay. Got it.
And then, you could also installation of water softeners and sediment filters on well systems only. On well
with water. Water softeners
and sediment filters.
Sediment filters. Got it. Okay.
And installation of yard hydrants.
Yard hikers.
Yeah, and and then also repair sprinkler systems. Well pump, sorry, but also work on water well pump for sprinkler systems.
Okay. Got it.
Pond wells.
I'm going to also say water feature wells.
Yeah.
Another play on that. Okay, perfect. All right. Any others?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. So if you think of any, just jot them down. Next thing I want to do is set you up with your onboarding call. So it's an hour we block out. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes if my calendar would load. So let's schedule it for after Monday, just in case we can't do payment. The payment has to go through before they'll do the onboarding call. So why don't we look Tuesday and after? So let me see. I've got, if we look at next Tuesday the 21st, how does that look for you?
Next Tuesday the 21st?
Yeah.
And you said about an hour-long call?
Yeah, and I've got pretty much every hour on the hour open starting at 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, so let's do like around 1 or 2.
You got it, 1 o'clock. Perfect. And then I'll get this calendar appointment set up, and I'm going to send you another email. Get that all updated. All right, perfect. I'm double-checking to make sure everything still looks good, and I've got all the info right in here. So this will be a call with our onboarding department. It'll be one of our techs, and they'll do quality control, so making sure I took everything in correctly. See if I got had any typos that need fixing. Go through your keywords again. Get you the login for your dashboard. It's truly the kickoff call to get everything started. Once we take your money, we don't like to wait around.
Okay.
All right. So that good. Good. So that one's on the way to you. If you could, when that email comes in, it'll start with local splash CIE in the subject line. There should be a yes, no, maybe option on there. If you could click the yes, that would be awesome. And so I'm going to put this calendar appointment in one more spot for our tech. While we wait for that to come true. Man, I can't believe 4th of July is creeping up on us already. It's just not possible. I'm still looking for May.
Yeah, it's... Well, July for me in Oklahoma, I mean, I don't know where y'all are from, but here in Oklahoma, it's July is my busiest time for about 3 months, so.
Oh, wow. I suppose it gets dry and things break, right? Or is it rainy time?
Well, it's pretty much it's going to be hot, and it's going to stay hot for about three months, and everybody's using their water.
I suppose. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So that updated. Let me just check this. Were you able to hit yes on that email?
Have you got that email yet? Okay. She said to hit yes on it.
Awesome. Thank you. And then I'm going to grab your Facebook business page link. Plop that in here for our tech. Don't need one. Now, optional, Mark, we can rebuild your website or we can leave it as it is to make sure it's optimized for Google. Put a tool on there to help you gather Google reviews. Totally up to you. It's included, so if you want us to rebuild it, it doesn't cost anything.
Well, I'll talk to Town Square and, see, because I don't know, can I do that? Town Square, like, I don't want to lose Town Square.
So, gotcha.
I mean, no, I'll let Town Square do that. They do a pretty good job. Like, what I'll do is I'll just have to add the keywords and stuff like that, kind of like what you did.
Gotcha, no worries. All right. And then a couple of things that are optional, they're already included, so they're not going to cost anything extra, is do you want us to track the clicks and calls that you're getting?
Yes.
Perfect. I would recommend, yes. Yes. So I'm going to send you an informational link on that, too. That'll come by text. And nothing you need to do with that one. What's that?
To the business number?
That actually went to your personal cell.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. And then next optional is called our Splash app. It's something we've just rolled out a few weeks ago, so it's still in beta testing. It's an app that you can download from the Play Store, and you can send and receive calls through it without people knowing what your cell phone number is. Is it something you're interested in?
No, because I mean, I kind of want them to have my number.
Gotcha. No worries. A lot of people go that route. So I'll just put no. And then areas. So Luther, Oklahoma, of course.
Yes.
But Scott mentioned that you had a couple of other cities that you like to target.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you said up to 50 miles, right?
So the radius that we locked down is 50 miles, yes. So,
okay.
And there were other cities
so
that
like,
you...
Yeah, like Edmond.
Edmond.
Stillwater. Bethany. Pink. Tecumseh.
Sorry, after it was Stillwater, Destiny, and then what was the next one?
Stillwater, Bethany, Pink,
Norman. All right. Perfect.
And then Hera, Choctaw.
All right.
Let's see here, Yukon. Mustang.
Oops. If I could spell Yukon.
Cushing.
Okay, got him.
And then Piedmont.
Got it.
Thank you. C-A-S-H-I-O-N.
C-H-I-O-N. Got it.
Shawnee. Oh, yeah, and Guthrie.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Oh, Chandler.
Ah.
Stroud. Seminole.
Got it. Perfect. All right. And then your address, is that a home address, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Would you like that left off of your Google business profile so people don't know your actual physical address?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Google doesn't need to have you, you know, doesn't require us to publish that. So I'll make a note for our text. Oops. All right, perfect. Skim through here once, make sure I've got everything and make sure I don't have any blaring typos. That all looks good. Okay. Really? There we go. It didn't want to take it for me the first time. My system had a momentary lapse. All right. So I'll go ahead and set up your subscription, and then I'll get your credit card info, get it updated and in there, and I just won't run it until I talk to you on either, well, Friday or Monday.
Okay.
Let me set that up quick.
Do what?
I'll set that up quick. I'm waiting for it to sync. Here we go. Now it's tracking. All right. So on the card, is it MarkGuindon?
Yeah, it has my initial K.
K as in Kirk?
J as in Jack.
J as in Jack, got it. And then the company name on there as well, Mark?
Get Her Done Well Service. Service is SV.
Okay. SV or SVS?
SVC.
Got it.
S as in Victor, T as in Cat.
Got it. And then the number attached to the card, is that your cell or that office line?
Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing my office, because I had to fill that account out for specifically for my office.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. And then 34 Sadie Oaks Drive, Luther, Oklahoma, 73054. And Master Visa MX.
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read each four back as you give them to me just to make sure I got them right.
Okay. It's
4634.
3057.
And then, Mark, what's that expiration? Oh, sorry, 03.
24.
Got it. And the security code?
253.
Got it. So I will update this and put it in our system. All right, so it's in there. So you're all set for now, Mark. So I will call you Friday. You've got my number, too. If the funds are there any sooner, just let me know, and we can get that card run sooner, get everything set up. Otherwise, I'll just touch base with you on Friday. there'll be one more email that'll head your way when we get the card run through. It's that initial invoice. And then we'll do our voice verification, which is the terms and conditions of the work that we'll be doing for you. And that email is a duplicate of that. So we'll take care of that the day we run the card. So for now, you are all set. That listing is held for you. It won't go anywhere.
I lost you.
All right. We'll talk to you on Friday, if not sooner, unless you have any other questions for me for now.
No.
All right. Super. Well, we'll talk to you Friday or sooner.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Look forward to tough working with you, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.